Welcome to day 175. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and now we're moving from who can or can't separate Truma to the produce itself. So says Mishnah Dalet, Ein Tormin Zesim al Hashemen, Velo Anavim al Yayin, you are not allowed to separate Truma from olives onto olive oil, and similarly, not from grapes onto wine. Meaning to say that those two things, let's say olives and olive oil, for at least for the purposes of Truma, are considered two different types of produce, because in order to separate one onto the other, they need to be at their same level of processing. We learned it from a pasuk that says, Kedagan min agorin, and it needs to be grain from the threshing floor, which is a very particular point of their processing, meaning to say that they need to be at that same moment in order to separate one into the other. So obviously, olives and then olive oil are at two very different points. The same thing with grapes and wine. And therefore, you cannot separate one into the other. To be clear of what we're talking about, imagine you have a batch of olives and then a batch of olive oil, and you want to separate the full 2% from both of them by just separating 2% from the olives themselves. So that, Mishnah says, would not work, because each one would need to be separated on their own. 2% from the olives and then 2% from the olive oil. But if you did do it improperly, meaning if you did separate, let's say, 2% just from the olives in order to cover the olive oil as well, same thing by grapes and wine, then Beishamai Omer Trumasan Atzman Bahen, Trumas Atzman Bahen, Beishamai would say, at the very least, you've covered the olives, meaning the olives, yeah, those are fine, now those no longer have the status of Tevel, meaning to say they are no longer untithed. Truma works from the olives. It just didn't work certainly from the olive oil, but at least it works for the olives themselves because you separated that 2% from the olives. But Vesil Omer Ein Trumasan Truma, no, it doesn't work at all. The entire act of separating Truma was invalid because you intended to include the olive oil. That doesn't work, and therefore the entire separation was no good, and you have to separate Truma again, both from the olives and from the olive oil. That is Mishnah Dalet. And now on to Mishnah Hey, similar examples, or not similar, but the same formula of when you are not allowed to separate from one type of produce onto another. So it says Mishnah Hey, Ein Tormin Min HaLeket Min HaShicha Min HaPeah. You are not allowed to separate Truma from Leket, Shicha, and Peah. Those are the gifts to the poor. We saw this a lot in Meseches Peah and Demai, that Leket is when you're collecting and some things fall to the ground. We leave those to the poor. If anything that you forgot during the first harvest, you leave that to the poor, and you leave a portion of your field. That's Peah for the poor as well. So when the poor come and acquire those gifts, now it's theirs. And let's say they also had other produce that was not yet tithed, that was Tevel. So the Mishnah is saying that you're not allowed to separate Truma from the Leket and Shicha Peah to cover that which the other Tevel, the other produce that the Ani has, that the poor person has. And we know that because, as we saw in the previous Masechtos, those three things, Leket, Shech, and Peah, all the gifts of the poor, are exempt from all Trumas and Misers. So what you'd be doing is you'd be taking Truma from something that's exempt from Truma and using it to cover things that are required, that are obligated in Truma, that doesn't work. As we're going to see later in the Mishnah, they have to have the same level of being obligated. Similarly, Umina Hefker, you're not allowed to separate from the Hefker. If you acquired something from Hefker, once it has the status of owner of being ownerless, it no longer, we learned from the same Pasuk as the Leket, Shech, and Peah, it no longer has the stat or the obligation to separate Truma. So again, you'd be separating, if you did separate from something that was ownerless, then you would be separating from something that's exempt to something that is obligated in Truma, and that is not allowed. Similarly, Velo Mimaisa Rishon Shenitla Trumaso. So you're not allowed, we know that after there's Truma, you also have to give 10% to the Levi. You give 2% to the Kohen, you give 10% to the Levi. The Levi then takes 10% of what he received and gives that to the Kohen. So if the Levi received this 10% from you and then gave the 10% to the Kohen, so now it's exempt from all Truma. And so again, if the Levi wants to take this produce and now separate Truma for other produce that he has that is obligated in Truma, he wouldn't be allowed to, because once it had the status of Meister and he separated Truma from it, it is totally exempt from Trumos, and therefore it would be doing one unto the other, and that would not be allowed. Velomi Meister Sheni v'hektish sheniftu. Similar to Meister Sheni, we know that in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years after you've given Truma and after you've given Meister, you take 10% and you eat those fruits. We bring it to Yerushalayim, and you eat those fruits in Yerushalayim. So if you were poda them, if you redeemed them, so now the fruits themselves are no longer have the status of hektish, you might say, great, now, right? You redeemed it onto money. Now the money you have to bring to Yerushalayim, but the fruits have been released of their status. So you might think that, okay, now I can use this. It's regular produce. I can use this to separate Truma on other produce that's obligated. No. Once they had the status of Meister Sheni and now been redeemed, they are no longer exempt in Trumas and Meisters, and therefore you would not be allowed to separate from Meister Sheni to other produce that's obligated. And same thing by Hektish, something that previously belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, had the status of Kedusha. and you redeemed it, so now the money has that kedusha, but the fruits themselves don't. Still, it is exempt from trumas. You're not really allowed to separate from them onto other produce. And now the general principle is v'lo min achayev ala pater, v'lo pater ala achayev. You're not allowed to take from something that's exempt onto something that's obligated, or from something that's obligated onto something that's exempt. Obviously, v'lo min atalush ala mechubar, v'lo min ochubar ala tash. And you're not allowed to separate from something that is already detached from the ground, which is chayev in truma, from something that, or onto something that is attached to the ground, because something attached to the ground is not yet chayiv, it's not yet obligated in truma. It's only obligated once it's separated. And not from something that is still attached to the ground onto produce that is already detached. Because again, the one that's onto the ground is not yet chayiv in truma, so you can't do one into the other. You're not allowed to separate from any produce from the new season onto the previous season. And not from the old season onto the new season, because they're considered two different types of produce in that sense. And similarly, you're not allowed to separate a truma from produce that comes from Eretz Yisrael onto fruit that is outside of Eretz Yisrael, because those are not chayiv in truma, and therefore it just doesn't work. And the Mishnah is, that might be obvious to us, but the Mishnah is teaching us that even if you bring that produce from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, it is still not chayiv. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. V'lo miperes chutz la'aretz al peres aretz, and certainly not from produce outside of Israel to fulfill the obligation on peres in Eretz Yisrael, because these are all examples of separating from something that is exempt onto something that is obligated, or something that is obligated to exempt. It just doesn't work. Vim tarmu, and in all of these cases, if you did, ein trumas and truma, it simply does not work. You haven't done anything, and you have to separate truma properly again. That is Mishnah. Hey, we'll continue Mishnah above tomorrow.